love this song as our intro for Sam because it just kind of feels like Gulf Breeze, you know, right? 8:11 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Sam Abel is the city manager for City of Gulf Breeze. Joins us after city council meetings. Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Can I just tell you, for a woman who is recuperating from having the flu, bless you, you sound so alert and ready to go. I'm so impressed.
Thank you.
So you're such a trooper.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So last night at the meeting, I didn't see a lot of big stuff on the agenda. The one thing that kind of caught my attention a little bit was the recommendation to lower the speed limit on Daniel Drive from Highway 98 up to the roundabout at Andrew Jackson from 35 to 25. Is that right?
That's right. So that's been really interesting. We put a speed spy out and we engaged, you know, an engineering firm.
What's a speed spy?
A speed spy is the digital light that blinks as you're coming close to it and lets you know, how fast you're going. So interestingly, without exception, nobody actually reached the speed limit, Andrew. So there's so much happening on that road, so many points to turn between the school's field house, you have a church, you have, a major commercial center on one end, another commercial center on the other, residential neighborhood. And so nobody actually ever gets to the speed limit. That, of course, means that what the council had observed for themselves and discussions that they had had about improving multi-mobility there, that it just makes good sense. And so that's what we'll be moving forward with. Lowering the speed limit will mean that those who are already using golf carts on that road, Andrew, in order to get their kids to the field house and to go pick up their prescriptions at the pharmacy, they'll be able to legally do that now.
Okay.
Yeah.
The cars don't need to go fast. Nobody does go fast. Therefore, you can lower it to 25, which makes it legal to use the golf cart, whereas at 35, it's not legal to use the golf cart on the road.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that makes perfect sense. Look at y'all doing good government. I love that. There was an item here about Shoreline Park for the lighting there from FPL. Is that right?
That's right. And so part of our improvements this year and next for Shoreline Park South, we are replacing all the lights. So most of them are already down. Andrew, you'll enjoy this. The three poles we have remaining are there in order to convert for our raptor nests. So hopefully ospreys or eagles will use them. So we're thinking ahead for our next Eagle Scout project there. But with the exception of those three, the rest have been removed and we're switching over to FPL poles. They'll be very similar to what you see in, you know, downtown Pensacola. It's from a catalog, but definitely going with more of that town center, you know, kind of feel. As a city manager, I always encourage whenever possible that you lease and don't own lights. Fun fact, but they're always right underneath your insurance deductible.
It can get
really costly, especially when you have boat trailers in close vicinity. So
I gotcha.
This is an improvement we're making because, you know, obviously it's a coastal high hazard area, but also will be very attractive.
We also had, and this one, it just caught me by surprise as such an interesting small item, but the creation of a lacrosse cinder block rebound, while I assume that's for lacrosse players like tennis players do, to be able to practice without having an opponent. Is that right?
That's right. So Gulf Breeze Sports Association is a nonprofit that oversees all of our recreation athletic programs, and the lacrosse commissioners have been requesting a rebounding wall for probably, I would say, about 2 years since our parks and recreation director, our previous director, had retired. And they do point out that soccer can use it, you know, as well and other sports. But the difficult thing, Andrew, is where to put it.
Yeah.
You know, when we are a tight space and you don't want to obstruct, you know, your visibility and so forth. So,
and you want it to be close to, I mean, you want it ideally on a field surface so that you're doing it in the right environment, but you don't really want to put a wall up in the middle of your field anywhere. That makes sense. Yeah.
That's right. And you've got to consider stormwater, all kinds of different things, visibility being, you know, a big one. And so they went to the advisory park board and talked about three different locations, and it was really cool, you know, in brainstorming aloud. They came up with an alternative location that hadn't been considered before, and everybody agreed, you know what, this is in the tree line, it's out of the way, It'll be safe, but it's also very close walking distance to Shoreline Field. And so after the Advisory Park Board gave unanimous approval, we designed the wall and house with our engineers, put it in front of the city council last night, and they very gladly gave unanimous support. So that's going to be an exciting project.
Outstanding. Anything that I missed that was on the agenda that you want to let people know about from last night?
Well, Andrew, we did give an overview of our national community survey results. This is a national benchmark, and the city of Gulf Breeze received results in 9 out of 10 categories that were higher than the national average. This compares a community against any other city, regardless of size. So that means that you are comparing government services, quality of life in Gulf Breeze against that of Miami, Orlando, Austin, Texas, you know, Wilmington, you know, North Carolina, all these different places. And so that's always very exciting for us to know that our residents trust their government, that they feel that we're moving in the right direction. Also tells us that we need to continue to lean into our infrastructure improvements and validate the hard work that the council is doing there. So that was exciting. I think I've shared with you before, Andrew, that the first survey
can you hang on for just a second? I don't want to get too late behind traffic. Let me get Candy here with traffic on the 5.
I was listening to Sam.
I know. Okay. I know.
Sorry. We are watching an accident. This is at Five Points, and it's backed up on Shamukla to Santa Rosa Sportsplex. So a little very, very slow, of course, in that area. And it looks like it is clearing. Nope. I say that. I-10 at 32 is still backed up after an accident. Now, the accident is east of 87, and boy, it is backed up eastbound there as well. So caution there, and caution certainly wherever you are. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Back to Sam Abel. Sorry, Sam, I had to interrupt you there for a second. City manager from the city of Gulf Breeze, you were saying about the community survey.
Yes, one thing I always enjoy pointing out is that our mayor and council engaged in their first national community survey less than 90 days after Hurricane Sally. And that would be a time where you know that people are stressed, you know, anxiety is high, uncertainty is surely high. That was in the midst of two historic storm seasons after a Category 2 hurricane. And they said, no, this is actually the best time to poll our city and how we're doing with the services we provide. And so that was the first survey. So this being 2 years after that, we were really wondering what the results would be.
Yeah.
We were very surprised with the first survey that our emergency response, trust in government came back as high as it did. And the fact that we are as high or slightly higher in those categories, I think is very evident that our mayor and council are focusing on the right things and need to continue to do so. So thank you for letting me share that with you.
Absolutely. Hey, one last quick thing, just to go back to a moment to the speed reduction on Daniel Drive. I feel like I'm only mostly sure that's the location of the proposed overpass that will accommodate golf carts, right? Is from South Daniel Drive over on the North Daniel Drive. So is this kind of in conjunction with creating continuity of traffic plans from the multi-use path over the overpass and then over on the North Daniel? Do I have that right in my head?
Well, somewhat. So
okay.
It is not the footprint of the proposed multimodal overpass,
but
it will require needed connectivity. So if you're thinking of the intersection with that Daniel Highway 98 intersection with Panera on one side, the school is on the south side. So if that's the Publix Seashells shop, boy, this is a tongue twister, shopping center.
Right.
Think about the other side that's closer to Andrews as you're traveling Highway 98. That is where the footprint is for the overpass.
Oh, okay. On the other side of the gas station by the bank on Shoreline Drive where that comes across. Okay.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
So for our residents of Plantation Hill and North Cliff and all the area north side of the city, they will need to travel Daniel in order to get to the public shopping center and drive that parking area. And as we've talked about before, Andrew, Publix has dedicated that footprint to the city. So that is a fantastic partnership with the private landowner.
Got it. Thank you. Yeah, that all in context now makes sense. But thank you for clarifying my mistake on that. I appreciate it. Sam Abel, City of Gulf Breeze City Manager, the most vibrant, flu-ridden city manager that I have ever known. So, well done, Sam. Thanks for the recap.
What a moniker. Thank you.
We'll have the plaque ordered soon. Sam, as always, a pleasure. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thank you, Andrew.